and Associates, a firm with you in mind. Now listen to a spirit-filled message already in progress.
I was a sinner. You saved me from all of my sins.
Verses 1 to 11. Matthew, the second chapter, verses 1 through 11. Amen. And when you have found it, will you please stand? Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And though Bethlehem, the land of Judea, art not the least among the princes of the Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men and inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come unto the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. May God bless and may God keep. The unexpected worship. Amen. The unexpected worship. To acknowledge Jesus Christ as the Son of the Living God is a great privilege and a blessing. For unto him, unto us, a child is given. Amen. And the angel said, For he shall save his people from their sins. Amen. If there was not another statement that was made, that was one of great, great, great authority. Saving men from their sins. Amen. Amen. In verse 1 it says, When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Now, if anybody ever read the history of Herod, we know that Herod was a treacherous king. He was a very evil and vindictive king. Herod would have people killed just because he disagreed with him. He even killed his first wife. He had her killed, and just the whole, even the whole Sanhedrin council, he had them killed. He was a very evil king. Now, when he received the news that a king, just put yourself in his place. Now, he feels threatened by the birth, and this is what the wise men, now these wise men, they were astrologers and they were scientists. They were men of great demand, and they were people who were well-versed in Jewish history and culture, that when they arrived, they had come looking for the king to be born in, or to find him in or near Jerusalem, the holy city. Amen. But when they arrived, to their surprise and to their amazement, there was no previous announcement that the king, that Jesus Christ, had been born. To their amazement, they were thinking that everybody had received the same message that they had received, that the angel of the Lord had made a visitation to everybody. But how often do you find that God deals with people, certain folk? Isn't that right? Amen. He deals with certain folk. He doesn't deal with everybody. Amen. Like he deals with certain folk. People who have been called out and set aside for special assignment. They inquired, where is he that is born king of the Jews? Now, this simply says to Herod, his time is not going to be long, because the king, a new king, will take the throne. Amen. Now, that was the general idea. But those of you who have followed the life and the work of Christ will understand quickly that Christ never became king of the Jews. Isn't that right? The Jews rejected him as their king, and he never lived to sit on the throne of David. Now, how many of you know that this is just a temporary setback? Huh? This is just a temporary setback. Amen. But there were some other things that was more prevalent to Christ's work, and that is Christ getting into the hearts of men, that men might believe that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Isn't that right? Now those of us who think sometimes that we are not supposed to have problems, we are not supposed to have troubles in our lives, I want to wake you up this morning and let you know that trouble will come to everybody. Huh? It came who? To the Son of the living God. This child was hated from the very day that he was in, announced in the world that he was the king who was to come. Isn't that right? Now, according to history, the Messiah was the key word. That he was to come, and that he would come for a special reason. He would come to save people, lost men, men who were slaves to sin, who was under the bondage of sin, men who were very highly intelligent, but they had no way out of this predicament that the human race had found themselves in. Only the Son of God, only the Son of God could deliver his people from the penalty of sin. I wish you could see this morning. Man was doomed for hell. Man was in a detrimental state that no one could deliver him out of. No, not another man could do what had to be done. Only God himself. So what he does, he incarnates himself in flesh and he dwells among men. God in the flesh, dwelling among flesh. Amen. And in this second verse, saying, where is he that is born? Now he didn't say made, not that would be come into a position where somebody would have to elect him. He wasn't one that would go in to the position, but the verse said, where is he that is born? He's already king. He doesn't need to take a seat, but he is already king. Huh? Are you following me? It didn't have to be validated by the people in that area. It did not have to have an election. There was no voting. Nobody had the right to vote on him. He was king of the Jews. Isn't that right? And who was the Jews? The Jews were the whole house of Israel. Isn't that right? And they said, for we have seen his star in the east, and we are come to do what? To worship him, to give him the praise. Why is it that we are so slow to give God the praise? We ought to be shouting. We ought to be raising and praising God this morning, that the same king that were born king of the Jews is also my king. Are you listening? Are you listening? Now listen. We ought to rejoice, because there are some things that if it had not been for the King of Kings, that we would not be rejoicing in today. There are some things that we are able to enjoy in this life, that if it was not for Christ, we would not be enjoying these blessings today. Now listen. How many of you know this morning, if you just do right, the Lord says, I have prepared a place for you. Now, if T.D. Jakes said, come hell or high water, if your mind is still on Jesus, there is nothing that will separate you from the love of God. I don't care what I'm going through. I know that there's going to be a better day, because God said it would be if I trust and wait on him. He said he would deliver me. So then my responsibility is to walk in the newness of life, to trust in him with all my heart, with all my mind, with all of my soul, and love my fellow man as myself. So he says then, we saw his star, a special star, for he was a special man, for he was God the Father.
Thank you.
We hope this message blessed and uplifted you today. For more information or a copy of today's message, you may write the First Union Historic Baptist Church, 601 Lee Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301, or phone us at 318-561-4230. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m., followed by worship service at 11 a.m., and midweek is on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Also remember, whenever you are in a time of need, please contact our sponsor, the Law Office of Charles Elliott and Associates. Their office is located at 720 Murray Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. Or you may phone them at 318-704-6511 or email charles@elliott.legal. Until next time,